You're listening to Moita live on KEXP. Moita, live on KEXP. So that was incredible. Thank you. I feel very lucky to be here in the studio with you while you perform. When most people think of, you call yourselves a techno marching band. I think I've read most places. When most people think about the term marching band, they think of, like jazz, classical music, maybe. Can you tell me how you all started working together, making music together, and how you came up with the idea for making the kind of music that you do?
Yeah, many of us know each other since a long time, some since school. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to do something different and something new. And we thought there is a big relation between techno music and brass band music, which exists somewhere in the universe, but which didn't live in this idea we had. And then we just started this as an experiment, to see how it works.
What can you tell me a little bit more about sort of the relationship between this sort of music and electronic music? Like you mentioned, you said they can be pretty close.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty easy. You have the bass drum, you have the snare drum, you have the hi-hat, and then you have the synthesizers in the electronic music. And the synthesizers actually try to sound like acoustic instruments. Sometimes you see the presets and they are called tuba or saxophone or horn section. And the techno producers try to produce music that sounds like real music with their electronic instruments. And right now we are trying to play electronic music, which originally should sound like acoustic music. So we turn it down again.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere too that you say it's when the layers of a track are actually visible. So that's sort of what you're describing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're known, very well known for your live performances. And as I just saw, there's a lot of movement and a lot of working together. How do you manage sharing the stage with so many people? Is it easy?
I think it's quite easy.
Is
because
it?
We are doing it almost every day and we are used to it. And yeah,
so you know,
I think
how
it's quite easy.
You anticipate where the other person is.
We try not to hit each other. Yes.
Yeah. With such large instruments, I imagine that's a feat.
It can be dangerous.
Yeah.
So, but
nobody's been knocked off the stage yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No. Keep fingers crossed.
I want to know a little bit more about the scene in Hamburg, where you're from. I'm also a big fan of Bacal Rhythm and Steel Band, and I saw you had a patch.
Oh,
yeah.
Bacal.
On your yeah. Yeah. So, and I know they're from there too. So I am so interested to hear about what kind of music is coming out of your city other than, those two bands.
You can ask somebody who's plays for Bacal.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
I love your band.
Thank you. Well, actually, I'm just a trumpeter and keyboarder playing there.
Yeah.
I'm joining very much. And there's actually a quite lively music scene in Hamburg. But actually, Moita, I think, is the only one which is really kind of export, a thing which exports to the whole to the whole world. Actually, we've mm-hmm. played like so many places, but there's lots of really great like jazz, funk, also hip hop. Well, kind of everything, rock music. It's a very lovely scene. But we also have some people from Berlin. We have some people from Hanover, from Lübeck. So we mix all kind of together and bring some influences from different city.
Yeah.
And melt that together. Yeah.
Actually, because you're asking about Hamburg, I'm not from Hamburg. I'm from Berlin. Uh-huh. But we were like 2019. We spent one afternoon in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of live music going on in like every kind of bar. You can walk around. And Hamburg does have like the similar kind of strip. It's called Reeperbahn, and there are a lot of bands playing. Like, it's a very famous place to hang around, have fun, whatever, but there's a lot of live music, and that reminded me to New Orleans a little bit too.
New Orleans is fun. Did you have a couple drinks while you were there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, is there anybody out of the city that I should be listening to that I haven't heard yet that you can think of off the top of your head? Maybe just Moita. Yeah.
German band called Uwe.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good. We Don't Suck, We Blow.
Yeah.
Very good band.
Okay.
There's a band called Aggregat. I'm playing in as well. And we're doing more synthesizer based music. Mm. Yeah.
Do you all play in multiple groups? Yeah. Working musicians. Okay, well, thank you so much again for coming in today. It was a pleasure to have you. Thanks for making the trip. I know you're traveling nonstop right now, so good luck. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much again for coming and watching this session today. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, because sessions like this one are made possible because of listener support. You can make a gift online at kexp.org/live to support them. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel for first looks at sessions like this one as soon as they post. This has been Moita live on KEXP.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.